Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to Snowbound with Tommy Biesmeyer. Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. Tommy, what a weekend you had. 11th place in the Super G at Birds of Prey. You must be feeling great.
Yeah, George, it was a good weekend. It was a good first race back with a career best result. It was along with my teammates, Andrew Weibrecht getting his first World Cup podium and Ted Ligety getting also on the podium along with Travis Kanong, being in the top 10, finishing sixth. So it was a pretty historical day for the U.S. team in Beaver Creek. And I don't think we could have picked a better place to do it.
Now, I want to focus on you. I mean, amazing weekend for the United States ski team, but pretty amazing for you as well. 2 years out of physical rehab for knee injuries. What's going through your mind before going into this race?
I was nervous. I didn't really know what to expect. My training leading up to the race had been good, but it hadn't been where, you know, I envisioned myself to be. I was sort of middle of the pack in training, and, you know, we were training in Copper, which really isn't the best place to come to a lot of conclusions about your skiing, but it's also an indicator of where you're at as well. And so my timing and my skiing wasn't exactly on point. And so I think because of that, going into Beaver Creek, I was just a little unsure on how I would do. And when I kicked out of the gate, I had a really good feeling on the first couple turns, and I just sort of stuck with it. And sort of my nervous energy was gone immediately, and I was just focused on just making good turns from the start to finish.
That's such an intense moment, because you can be 100% physically rehabbed, but it's just, how do you get that mental focus back and really think about what you have to do rather than worrying about what happened in the past?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it's with ski racing, especially, it's a sport where you can't make any mistakes. And that's something that when you don't make any mistakes, you're happy about. And when you do make mistakes, you wish that you were in a sport that you could sort of, like tennis, where, you know, you can still win a match with 20 unforced errors. Where with skiing, it's just, you have to be perfect. And that is emotionally draining, but at the same time, we're perfectionists. And so we strive to be perfect, and it's a really hard thing to do. And in Beaver Creek, I think for myself and where I'm at, it was a perfect run.
Now, what was it like for you in the practice runs? You said you were middle of the pack, but again, where were you mentally when you first went out on your first practice run?
I think I was just nervous. You know, there's a lot of buildup to it. There's a lot of anticipation, and you just don't know if, you know, for me anyway, my biggest fear being away from it for so long was, you know, losing it. Like, am I going to be fast? Am I going to be slow? Am I going to remember how to like make good turns? You know, there's so many little things that you just have forgotten how to do. And you're just not sure if they're going to come back easily. And the reason why I'm even on the US ski team is because, you know, I showed success and had good runs. And so you get to sort of remind yourself of that as well when you've been gone for so long, is that, you know, you're here for a reason and you're here because you are good. And, you know, it's hard in the moment when you doubt that to convince yourself of those positive things. But, you know, just having a solid result in Beaver Creek for myself was just sort of a reinforcement of what I'm capable of and my skiing. So it was just sort of a breath of fresh air for me to move forward and build off of it.
Now, were you able to get out and just go free skiing and have some fun before the race?
Yeah, you know, it was snowing pretty hard that day, so the skiing wasn't exactly perfect for what we wanted in order to warm up for the race. But I was warming up with Ted Ligety before the race, just sort of talking about our plan of attacks. And, you know, we were pretty similar with how we were going to approach the race. And we started relatively close together. He was bib 29, I was bib 42. So what he was planning to do was definitely relative to my plan of attack as well. And I watched his run at the start, and that gave me a huge boost of confidence to see him go down, because he executed exactly what we had talked about, and it just gave me the confidence that I needed to do the same.
What are your strengths as a skier?
My strengths are that I go for it, and that also is a weakness. You know, I get myself into trouble sometimes, and that might be a reason why I was out for 2 years, but I pride myself on the fact that every time I race, I put it on the line. And I think that that's why I have success.
And what did you think of the course setup when you saw it? Did you feel that it really suited your talents?
Yeah, I think it really fell into my wheelhouse as a ski racer. It was turny. The snow was perfect. And the speed of the course was right on point with my comfort level, and everything about it, just nothing made me nervous. I was just sort of excited to do it. And that's a rare feeling, I think, for a ski racer, is to be fully confident and fully prepared to execute their plan.
Did it surprise you, the quality of the snow as you were going down? Because again, it was snowing this weekend, and how did that affect your run? It sounded like it was okay.
No, it was great. I mean, that's what makes Beaver Creek such a special place, is that you can win from bib one and you can win from bib 100. And the course workers at Beaver Creek do an unbelievable job. It sort of blows every other venue out of the water on the circuit. So, you know, that's what makes it so great. And that's what makes it so exciting, is the fact that a good skier can have a good run wherever they start.
So, Tommy, shifting gears just a little bit, when you're at the top, do you have any communication with your teammates that have gone down before you, just to find out about the course, anything that's changed or anything that's odd?
Yeah, there is interaction. We do have a start coach with us that sort of filters the feedback that's coming through the radio, and then he relays it to us. But in my case, I believe Travis Ganong came over the radio and gave everyone a report, and I listened to that directly. And that for me was really helpful, because it just sort of confirmed my feelings. And he basically said, the course is, it doesn't feel fast, and if you want to have a good day, you got to fully attack. And that's what I was thinking as well. And so just to hear someone that had done it give me that feedback was just sort of a green light to go for it.
Now, what do you do at the top while you're waiting for your start?
I try to move as much as possible. I try to just stay loose, stay distracted, and just keep moving. And my biggest thing is that I get really nervous, and my legs just get heavy. I think it's more of a mental thing. So I just keep moving and just keep flushing my legs as much as I can, and just try to get my heart rate going, just so it's not a shock to the system when I go out of the gate.
And how do you do that? I mean, What's the crowd like up at the top? How long do you have to stand there waiting?
I mean, ideally, the best time is to get there like 15 minutes, 20 minutes before you go. On average, you probably wait 20 to 30 minutes. And, you know, that's a long time to be waiting, especially when you just have nervous energy going through you. So, yeah, you know, you just learn to deal with it. And you're up there and you're in good company with all of your peers. So everybody's going through the same thing. And you sort of just feed off each other and talk about, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, you just get used to it. It's like what makes ski racing fun, you know, like that's some of the worst feelings that you'll ever have, just sort of that nervous anticipation. But once you kick out of the gate, it's all gone, you know, and you're fully in the zone and you're finally doing what you've been anticipating to do.
And just curious, what's your pre-race routine, if you don't mind going into it? You know, from getting up in the morning before you start, what are some things that you have to go through? Any superstitions, anything like that?
No, I try not to be superstitious, just to sort of cut. It's just like sort of nonsense. And it can just get in your head if you know, whatever you're superstitious about doesn't really come to play, and you, I think it's more just about doing what you need to do to ski well. And then for me, that's, I have to warm up every day because of my knee. It's every morning I wake up, it has a little bit of aching to it. So yeah, just doing basic exercises. And then I like to run late in the morning, you know, it keeps me sort of hustling and being on time and being organized to a certain extent sort of acts as it's sort of a deterrent from skiing or from skiing well. So I like, for anyway, in Beaver Creek, for example, I get up, went to inspection, came back, spun on the bike for 20 minutes, did some hip activation, warmed up my knee, and went out, took two free runs, and went down to the start. So it was, it's pretty basic. It's not too intense, but at the same time, it's a good balance. Just staying focused and just sort of sticking to the basics.
And what do you eat? Do you eat a large breakfast? Do you try to stay away from food? What's your nutrition?
I mean, I eat whatever, seems appetizing that day. Specifically, I tried to eat eggs, some French toast, but I took a bite maybe of each thing and then just couldn't really eat. I mean, it's hard to eat for me on race day. I'm just nervous and I just feel a little bit sick all day. And, I mean, I drink a lot of coffee on race day. I mean, that's the one thing that I do enjoy. I mean, not just race day, I mean, every day, but, I probably have like 3 cups of coffee before I race, and that sort of helps me. It sort of cures my hunger, I guess, or whatever it is. My need is sort of like a comfort food.
So Tommy, sorry to hold you so long on this, but so many questions that I can't even get to. What you got coming up next, and how are you preparing for that?
Currently I am in Lake Louise, Canada, doing NORAM Cups, which is North American Cup racing. And we have downhill, Super G, and Giant Slalom here. And I race up here for a week and a half and then head to Valgardena, Italy for the next World Cup Super G.
Well, Tommy, we wish you all the best in this coming season. Look forward to following you throughout. Do you have a web page or anything where people can follow along?
Yeah, I use Instagram. Which is, my handle is TC Biesmeyer.
Okay, thanks so much. Tommy Biesmeyer, really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us on Snowbound.
Yeah, thanks, George. It's great to be here.
Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.